Well, good morning. Coming up here on 845 at WFIR, it has become a popular annual event in Roanoke, our own Times Square celebration, if you will. Talking about the Big Lick Downtown Countdown. It's on New Year's Eve. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning in studio, we'll talk about this event coming up in less than 2 weeks. And about Big Lick Entertainment's mission is owner and creative director J.D. Suffin. Old friend, good to see you, J.D. How are you?
Good morning, man. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Good to have you here. Now, before we get into some of the particulars, J.D., talk about Big Lick Entertainment, how it got started, what it's all about. Did you see a need, J.D., for such an event organizer in the Valley?
Yeah, it was one of those things that we wanted to figure out a way that I wanted to be a part of the community in every way possible. I had a radio background myself, and it was always so amazing that I could work with a nonprofit one day, I could work with a fast food place the other, and everybody was just always looking to connect to others. And I went to what was called the CityWorks Expo that was going on in downtown Roanoke, and it was a guy from Virginia State Tourism talking about how if you wanted people to visit your town, when was the last time you visited theirs? And it stuck with me, and I actually quit my job that following Monday.
Wow, you're a good advertiser for the CityWorks Expo. Huh?
Yeah, and it was kind of crazy. I mean, it was one of those things that I had ideas of. I wanted to put on events. I play music, and I thought about what that connectivity could do, and I really wanted to work with different nonprofits and hopefully, you know, raise funds for them and everything, and it worked out. The first event we ever did was the Big Lick Downtown Countdown when it was just a small 500-person party at the top floor of the Market Building.
Mm-hmm.
That first event sold out, second event sold out, third event sold out. And it kind of went from there, and it's been pretty amazing to continually grow and be able to do a lot for a lot of great folks.
And now this is the seventh year.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Typically, you'll get 1,500 to 2,000 people.
Yeah, okay. Easily. And then there's always about another 1,000 people that hang out outside of the gates just to watch the star go up at midnight.
Right, so. Right. I was reading on your website, is this really the biggest New Year's Eve celebration in Virginia?
There's nothing like it. Yeah, that's the thing that's crazy. I was actually surprised that there wasn't like a really big
Times
Square style. Yeah, most of the other big New Year's Eve events are like in a hotel or a large, you know, like bar or restaurant, stuff like that. So this actually incorporates three different areas. It's Market Square Plaza, it's the Market Building, and Center in the Square. So you have that best mix of being outside in the cold and that cool holiday traditional kind of feel, but then you can go inside and warm up and have fun there too.
So this is the seventh year for the Big Lick Downtown Countdown. We'll talk with J.G. Suffin from Big Lick Entertainment. And Roanoke's tried some in the past. 1 year they canceled it because it rained. And people are like, well, they don't cancel Times Square when it rains. But why is this one stuck? What is it about the mix that you think is made this one stick?
Honestly, it's one of those, the very first time that I got on stage at the one that was indoors, I talked about right as the star was getting ready to go up, everyone should think about why the year is going to be better than the last one. And I really think intent is important. And we do this event because it's supposed to be a reminder that it's the coolest thing in the world at 11:59 p.m., the look on everybody's face, because at 12:01, something in their life is going to be different. I'm going to lose 10 pounds. I'm going to leave this person that doesn't appreciate me, or I'm going to quit my job and start something else. Mm-hmm. It's the most positive vibe you could see with literally hundreds of people in one spot in your life. It's incredible, man.
And this is a new decade, so 2020, 2020 vision, the whole thing.
Totally. I've seen people get down on one knee and get engaged. Mm-hmm. Multiple people throughout the years that we've been doing this event that then come back and celebrate. It's unbelievable, man. It makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Wow. J.G. Suffin, Big Lick Entertainment. We're talking about the 7th annual Big Lick Downtown Countdown. Tickets are still on sale, but this has sold out in the past.
It has. We've hit capacity more than once. So definitely, if you want the tickets in advance, they're only $10. It's $15 at the door, but includes a lot of really cool entertainment.
Then you've got a VIP experience, which is, what, $50?
Yeah, $50, and that includes incredible food. From Pumpernickel Pickle. I love saying that name. It's kind of hard to say, especially early in the morning.
Exploding peas, right?
Yes.
Pumpernickel Pickle.
And so a huge food selection plus adult beverages. But this is an all-ages event. It's really important to us that it's a family-friendly event.
Mm-hmm. And you have multiple venues, and you say basically even with the $10 advance ticket or the $15 at the gate, you can get into the City Market Building.
Yeah.
And Center and Square, and of course, you can be outside. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, three different acts on one stage outside. So it's a Nashville rising star who's a local guy and local favorite, Adam Rutledge. We've got Soul Acoustics doing like funk and hip hop.
Yeah, I've seen them at Star Hill. They're great.
Incredible. And then we've got a DJ, DJ Flex, one of the best DJs in the area, which is outside. But then you've also got DJs inside the Market Building, but then also holiday music and then all the gaming inside Center in the Square. So Roanoke Starcade and Roanoke Pinball Museum are both open and included with your ticket. That's normally just $11 to go play at either one of those. So it's great value.
So basically, a ticket will, if you're into pinball or arcade games, they're going to open them up and let people play.
Till midnight. Okay.
And what's the VIP experience about if people want to do that?
The biggest thing there is, you know, like a turnkey operation that, oh, hey, I'm going to be able to go and park downtown to that parking garage right there down from us and go directly to Downtown Countdown, have my meal there, have my beverages, little upscaled kind of atmosphere. It's set up on the mezzanines inside the City Market Building, and just incredible food selection that we're going to have there too.
We're talking J.D. Suffin from Big Lick Entertainment. His Big Lick Downtown Countdown is coming up New Year's Eve. When does the party start, by the way, New Year's Eve?
7:30 p.m.
Okay. And I'm wondering, you know, over the last 7 years, J.D., a lot more people have moved in downtown. Has that sort of helped bring you a built-in audience where they don't have
100%.
To worry about what they drink or whatever and they can just walk home?
Absolutely. I mean, I graduated high school in 2001, and I think that was like 16 people or something that lived downtown
at the time. The sidewalks used to roll up on Friday night,
basically. Yeah, exactly. And now, I mean, I think it's like 2,000 people in that area that could – and also, you know, having Lyfts and Ubers and stuff like that helps – you know, tremendously as well, because we want people to be, you know, as safe as possible when they're coming out for an event. But knowing that folks actually live just blocks away is amazing.
Before I throw it back to Joey, what do you do at midnight? How do you signify, you know, of course, Times Square has the ball that drops. What does the Big Lick Downtown Countdown do on New Year's Eve?
So we have an exact replica of the Roanoke Star that we project onto the Center of the Square building that goes up at midnight. Because I don't like the idea of a ball dropping. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound like when people say I drop the ball, isn't that a negative connotation? So the star should go up. It's a positive thing.
So when it goes up, when it goes all the way up to the top, it's midnight.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And has that been a pretty popular thing with people? Kind
of? Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's just super cool. And that's when you always see the people, you know, getting down on one knee and, you know, the engagements and all the kissing. And it's a fun thing.
All right, 8:51, we have J.D. Suffin in studio with us from Big Lick Entertainment. Been talking about the Big Lick Downtown Countdown on New Year's Eve. Now, J.D., want to switch gears while we have a few minutes left here. Talk about some of the other events Big Lick Entertainment has coming up soon. One that directly comes to mind is Comic-Con in February for a couple of days. This is a pretty big deal, isn't it, J.D.?
It really is. We only started this in 2017, and it's actually our most attended event already.
Wow. What is
it all about?
So it's a celebration of pop culture and creativity. I mean, I have everybody from James Marsters, who was on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, to the original Green Ranger. Me, a 90s kid, is just massive to have him. We had Sean Astin that was in, you know, Rudy and the Goonies and Lord of the Rings at the last one. We even did an experience where you could go and watch the Goonies with him Grandin Theater.
Right. I think K92, actually, our sister station, actually interviewed Sean. And it was a picture, a selfie of him at the Grand. Okay, that was already a year ago, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, well, that was this past August. Okay. And, you know, it was 7,000 tickets for that event, which was just ridiculous. And it's been really cool seeing folks travel from out of town to come in for Comic-Con. So that's back on February 8th and 9th. Mm-hmm. But then again, August 8th and 9th. So we do it twice a year.
Well, where does the comic angle come in? Is it a celebration of comic books? Or
absolutely.
What?
Okay. Yeah. So there's, we use the entire special event center. So there's about 150 different vendors on site, selling thousands of comics, toys, video games, collectibles. You'll have somebody that'll have a Spider-Man comic that's $30,000, or you can buy a $1 comic book. Hmm. It's really neat to see the variance in art and what people really enjoy.
Isn't there a big Comic-Con out in
San Diego
or something?
Yeah, okay. San Diego is probably 100,000 people throughout the week. It's unbelievable. And there's hundreds of them all over the country, but there's really only a few really big ones in Virginia. So we're excited to kind of build from there.
Let's talk about some of the other things. Again, we'll talk with J.D. Suffin from Big Lick Entertainment, because the Big Lick Downtown Countdown New Year's Eve is coming up. But before I ask you about a couple of things, where do people buy tickets, so I don't forget?
Yeah, so Center in the Square's box office or our website, which is biglickentertainment.com.
Okay. Talk about some of the other things you guys are putting on now. Big Lick Burger Fest, Roanoke Wine Fest,
yeah,
Boco Barbecue and Country Fest, Flat Picking, and from what I saw on your website, all those things will return next year.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Roanoke Wine Fest was actually an inaugural event this year. There wasn't like a big signature outdoor wine festival in downtown Roanoke, which I thought was just amazing. So we did this event for Center in the Square. So 100% of the proceeds benefited them. We raised over $20,000 for them on a first-year event. So that'll be back on June the 27th. Big Lick Burger Fest is moving into its sixth year at Elmwood Park. That actually grew from just being like a food truck street festival to being a major concert at Elmwood Park. So last year we had David Nail. We had Corey Smith before that. So that's coming back. It's always Father's Day weekend because my whole idea was instead of getting like a tie or a gift card, why don't you go have a burger with your dad and watch some bands in downtown? So it's been fun to just see these things, you know, kind of grow and change. And we always want to challenge ourselves to offer as much entertainment as possible for the best value. That ticket to see, you know, Burger Fest is like seven bands all day in downtown, national acts, mm-hmm. It's $10. And I have no plans to ever change the price of that event because I love when someone just goes, yeah, I'm absolutely going to that. It's $10. Come on.
Do all the events you put on or most of them have some kind of nonprofit aspect where proceeds go to a certain
absolutely.
Nonprofit?
Yeah. 99% of our events, a minimum of 51% goes to area nonprofits. So like an event like the Presbyterian Community Center, we do the Big Lick Train Tug. That event raised $57,000 for them this year.
Did it really? Just people tug?
Yeah. So we the past couple of years, we used the 611. So it was teams of 10 using a fire hose on the 611 to pull it to see how far you can pull it within a certain amount of time. It is the funniest, coolest thing. And I actually learned a lot about physics. Like that actually is possible. and it's also at an incline. So they actually even have to hold the brake while you're doing it, which is just amazing. But $57,000 for them in one day. Our Big Lick Kid Fest this year, first time going to Salem Civic Center because we had a huge area for the kids to run around and have fun. Benefited Chip of Roanoke Valley, $17,000 raised for them on a Sunday morning. It's really awesome to be able to have a lot of fun and entertain folks, but be able to raise, you know, amazing unrestricted funds for nonprofits in the area.
Talk with J.D. Suffin, the Big Lick Entertainment, the Big Lick Downtown Countdown's coming up. We only got about a minute or two left, but just real quickly, you quit your job and you went into a new thing. For people that have New Year's resolutions to do something like that, start a new career or a new path, what can you tell them about your journey?
Positive thinking equals positive results. You got to keep that mindset at all times because if you stay positive, no matter, I mean, you know, there's stress when you quit that job and you want to try something new. But if you keep that positive mindset, I can tell you anything can be accomplished.
All right. And just to wrap up, if you are normally a stay-at-home type of New Year's person, what can you tell people about trying the Big Lick Countdown for a change to ring in the new decade?
There's really something for everybody because you could geek out. If you're a Big Lick Comic-Con fan, you could go and play arcade games the entire night and have a blast. Or if you want to see some country music, some DJs, it's really something for everybody. It's family-friendly, and it's the perfect way to welcome 2020.
And again, a way to get tickets, best way?
BigLickEntertainment.com.
All right, J.D. Suffin, Big Lick Entertainment, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.